it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Total Information AM on 104.1 FM KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Well, the search is on for an artist who has a vision for next year's 314 Day. With me, 314 Day co-founder Terrell Dip Evans. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Megan, for having me. Good morning to you.
So this is the 20th year for 314 Day. Are you hoping that artists will come up with something that really represents that milestone?
Yes, you know we are. It's for the 314 Day Foundation. Like it's really special this year, right? 20 years is a big milestone for the city. And we're looking for that historic art piece.
What does 314 Day still mean to you as one of the founders of this event?
Unity. Expressing and showing how great the city is, you know, despite what we have going on or any negative things that we have, I think it's more positive that comes out of St. Louis more than anything. And that's what we kind of focus on over here at the foundation is making sure that all of those things get heard also.
So who are you looking for to do this? What are you wanting to see out of artists that are interested in sharing their vision?
Creativity. Being who they are, like what comes to mind when you think of 314 Day? That's the most important part. It's pride, it's civic pride. And we're looking just to make sure that, you know, hey, let the world know how great we are. Let the world know how great you are. And let's figure out a way to get you, you know, to the next level.
What have been some of your favorite designs over the years? Describe them for our listeners.
Oh, all of them. First off, shout out to Dan, Mari, and Chelsea. They're the last three winners that won the past couple of years. And all their designs was amazing. Everybody's design was unique as far as creativity and who they are as a person. And you kind of see it through the artwork also. So, just be you. I mean, you're already great. You're from St. Louis.
Are there any requirements for the design that you're asking when artists submit their entries?
No, it's no requirement. It's just you being you as an artist. What comes through your pen or your pencil, whatever you use to create art, what comes through you as being a native of St. Louis, Missouri, or even moving in town from another city and being, you know, is now currently living in St. Louis. So it's all about the artist. We try our best to make sure to let that shine through.
Who will be judging it?
So the 314 Day Foundation team helps judge it, Greater St. Louis and STL Mate. And we get a lot of great submissions every year. So we're really looking forward to this year because the 20-year anniversary is special.
Do you feel like this has really launched some artists over the years who are featured?
Yes, I really have. When we first actually launched, Dan was one of the first guys that, shout out to Dan, that, you know, did a design for us. And do you remember the Emos Pizza Box?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Dan ended up doing the Emos Pizza Box. Marley, she ended up, you know, going into schools and teaching the art classes and things like that. Like, a lot of the artists really have took off from here.
We're talking with 314 Day co-founder Dip Evans. Dip, tell us a little bit about how these artists can send these entries in and any requirements that they have to fulfill in the deadline.
Yes. Okay. So first off, our artists have to be 18 and up. We're looking for them to submit a portfolio about 8 to 12 of current art that comes from them. And then a resume, you know, just to see who they are. And we asked a couple of questions, too. I think that's another part of the whole competition that is important. Like, okay, why would you want to do this? Like, Megan, I'm going to ask you, what's the perfect 314 Day?
So for me?
Well, yeah, what's the perfect 314
Day? Perfect 314 Day. Now you've got me
stuck. What does that look like to you?
You know what 314?
Yeah, Megan, I used to do radio too. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, you're fine. You know what 314-day looks like to me? Here's what I have always, and I'm not originally from the St. Louis area, but here is what I have always loved about St. Louis and why I have stayed here in my career. It is simply the people and the attractions and the feeling that even though we're a big city, it doesn't feel like a big city in a lot of ways. I think the community is what's always appealed to me.
Right, right. Yeah. It's just the community is great. It's great. But yeah, just answering a couple of questions and then submit it in. They can submit it to the STL.com 314 design. And as long as they submitted it by September the 19th, by October 13th, we will have a winner and we'll notify them and we off to the races then.
So how many ways is this art used during around 314 day?
Oh, it's used for a lot. We do a lot of merch. So T-shirts, stickers, of course, the big planetarium photo that we do every year at the St. Louis Science Center. You know, we project whatever that art piece on the planetarium that year. A lot of interviews and things like that, but a ton of swag.
So is there anything else you can tease about what you've got coming up for next year?
Greatness for the city. That's all I can say. I can't give out too much, but, you know, with it being 20 years, we see a lot of other cities picking up the blueprint and running with it. It's all about uniting, you know, your city and helping whatever as far as what you have to offer as far as talent, just everything. But this art piece is, you know, the artist side of, you know, 314 day. And then in other cities, they're doing the same thing, too. So just keep being the blueprint and pushing the envelope.
So, again, what's that website for folks that are listening and they think they might know an artist who would be interested in this?
Yes, please tell them to go to the STL.com and it'd be under 314 design and submit and good luck.
314 Day co-founder Dip Evans, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you, Megan.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.